Richie, how difficult was the last couple of months with that city?
It's been very difficult for me, you know, with my loss and everything. So, you know, I've been so busy, I haven't had time, you know, to think about it and stuff. So, you know, I just been trying to stay focused and stuff and just look forward.
Do you use your mother's loss as motivation?
Always, always. In the championship game, every day I get up, you know, I only had one mother. And, you know, that's a loss that I'm going to have to cope with. My strength was I look toward my seniors, my teammates, and everything, you know, because those are the main persons that I was around all the time, and you know, I just look to them for advice and stuff, and they always told me to keep my head up, and you know, people say they know what you're going through, but you know, you never know what a man is going through until it happened to you. So you know, I just been trying to, you know, like I said, just trying to stay focused and stuff, and looking to my teammates for advice and stuff. I wouldn't say it was difficult because, you know, I went to junior college and, you know, I figured, you know, I had to reach my goals at University in Florida. And, you know, I decided that I've been in school for 4 years. I went to junior college and for two, and I was at two at University of Florida. So I felt that I was just ready to leave. It's bittersweet to me, as you can say, you know. Like, when I went to the banquet, you know, I got an award, and, you know, I was happy. But then again, you know, my mom, she would have been there. So, you know, everything I do is bittersweet. So, you know, yeah, it's helping me a lot, you know, staying busy at the combine right now. University of Florida, I had got an MVP for the team and stuff. So, you know, it was bittersweet, everything I do.
Why did you go to junior college
first? I went to junior college because of the SATs. You know, I didn't score good. I had a 2.0 in high school, and, you know, I just didn't score well on the SAT. And I just finished up with a 2.5 at University of Florida. I'm less than 30 hours away, and, you know, once I get going in the NFL as my rookie and stuff, I'm going to come back and finish.
How did you improve as a player in person
in that one? Well, you know, coming out of high school, you know, You just independent. In junior college, you know, you ain't got nobody telling you tapping on your shoulder telling you to get up for school. So, you know, you're on your own once you leave high school. You know, you just independent, basically. You're a grown man by then.
How about as a player?
As a player, you know, I improve. You know, it ain't too much that you adjust coming from high school to junior college because, you know, it's pretty much the same and stuff. But, you know, coming from junior college to Division I, the only thing you got to adapt to is the speed. And I think I did that pretty well. I played free safety at junior college, so, you know, it went pretty much of a transition to me. Florida placed me at Coffeeville. They recruited me, but after Ron Zook had got released, I ain't had no obligation to come back to Florida. But, you know, I liked their program, and, you know, I just wanted to stick with them. And I made a great choice, as you can see. Oh man, coming from Coffeeville, a small town, you ain't too much to do there. So, but focus on your grades, and you know that's what I did, and you know, it turned out good for me.
Reggie, how do you see your game translating? Pro game,
you know, it'll be bigger, faster receivers, you know, and everything. I think I just have to, you know, adapt to the speed like I did at Division I. Yeah, the safety's real big. You know, I haven't, you know, some teams say they'll play me at corner free safety. So, you know, either way it go, you know, I'm pretty sure, you know, I fit in somewhere. Just teams in general just said, I asked them, you know, whether if they draft me, what position would I play? And, you know, most of them say corner.
Have there been teams that expressed more interest than others?
Nah, not really. It's basically even. I went, it's a team game, you know, I just go out and play football and, you know, the plays that happens, you know, best way. I just go out and play and help my team win. Oh man, I just love hitting and stuff and just running around. So, you know, that's what I like doing, and I just enjoy doing that.
Reggie, you play a position that takes such focus and attention to detail. One slip switch during your mom's illness, how were you able to lock things down and take on the type of players that
you need? I really didn't block it out. I wouldn't say I blocked it out, you know. I'll say that I just know what my mom would want the best for me, and, you know, I just took that and ran with it, and, you know, just continued on just making plays. She always kept me in the dark with it, so, you know, I just continued on and kept playing like she would want me to.
You didn't know?
Nah, when I was in junior college, you know, she didn't really tell me, like, what was really going on with her or anything, because she didn't want me to worry and stuff. So, you know, I was in the dark always. I never knew when she went to the hospital or anything. Just little things like that. So.
Brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I got brothers and sisters.
How many?
I got two older brothers and one little sister.
So what did they know, or they all?
Everybody. They just kept me in the dark. Yeah. So, you know, I was a mama's boy to the heart. So.
Was that about that? Would you like to know?
Yeah, I was pretty upset. You know, me and my family sat and talked about it. And, you know, that's between, you know, me and my family and stuff. And, you know, so.
Did